Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
How was the Colfax Marathon this weekend? I saw some pictures, Josh, of you out there.
Yeah, it was a wild event. I had never really been there before, and I had a couple buddies and friends that were running in the marathon or the half marathon. So shout out to Connor and Ryan and his buddy Stu, who all ran yesterday. Awesome, awesome event. And to be able to do that in any capacity and say, hey, I completed a marathon.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. They did it in about 4 hours. Just a little over 4 hours. So shout out to them. Really cool event. I really liked it. Thousands of people and their dogs drinking beers, cheering on everybody who finished the event. Right before my buddy Connor crossed the finish line, there was an elderly man who was running across the finish line as well. And anybody that does this in any capacity, first of all, is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But to see older people being able to do this, one of the coolest things ever. I will say, watching him cross the finish line, all of a sudden, a rather foul stench
was hitting
our nose waves. No, it was not out the mouth orifice. And
oh, no.
I've heard that people will wet themselves during a marathon because they want to make time. I think this man did the other thing, and I could see that he did that.
Really?
Yeah.
You could see the poo-poo?
You could see the poo-poo.
It was protruding
from his shorts.
Oh, no.
Shorts poo-poo,
which,
too.
Look, if you want to make time, good for you. That's awesome, but wow, that is real dedication.
Is that serious? Like, I had no idea.
People will go in their pants.
Oh, yeah. People will definitely go, number one, first of all, but people will also just puke on the side of the road and not even stop. Like, they're throwing up on themselves.
I told you I was at the marathon down there when Nicole was doing all this, and a guy came right at the finish line and puked right in front of me, and it splashed all over my shoes, my shins. I mean, there was puke all over me, and I was like, oh. Thanks.
So one thing about this marathon specifically is they do a lot of the pickle shots, which are, you know, not like actual pickle juice. They do pickle juice.
Yeah.
Well, Connor was talking about he was on mile 24, so 2 miles to go, okay? And how he was coming up to a lady and she was like, oh, pickle shots for everybody. And he's like, I'm cramping up a little bit. That sounds great. She was handing out fireball shots.
Oh.
So he took a fireball shot in the last 2 miles and was like, oh, man, I'm going to start throwing up too.
Yeah.
Like, it was horrible. She totally tricked people. Like, I've never. Why would you do
that? Why would you do that?
I know.
That's awful.
Well, you could be a grown up and say no.
Well,
he thought it was pickle juice, and it was actually fireball that lady tricked him
with.
Oh, I
missed that part.
Oh, no. That's awful. Oh. And it's funny, I've ran one race, and it was only a 5K. I cannot imagine a marathon, but I wanted to throw up after that.
It's rough.
Come on. I actually run.
Katie's our local runner.
You would be able to do it.
Run.
But that poor old guy.
No, that poor old guy.
I would have ran right to the laundromat.
Dedication, though. Just keep going.
I actually wandered into a movie theater this weekend, believe it or not. I haven't done that in a minute.
Oh, to see a movie?
I just wandered in and then hung out and left. I went with my buddy Matt. I hadn't seen Matt in a long time, and I had a couple passes to go see Mortal Kombat 2.
Finish him.
And it was really good. It was fun. It's just a fun, goofy movie.
Okay.
You know, and incredibly violent. But that's Mortal Kombat, right?
That's what you expect. That was the whole shtick of Mortal Kombat. You beat each other up.
That's right, and cut people in half and all that. So it was a good guy movie, you know, just a couple guys going and hanging out. I was going to bring my son to it, but I was like, I don't know. I don't know if he'd be into it as much as I would because the nostalgia, you know, for me. And side note, let me tell you something really quick. I've noticed something with movie trailers, and I'm kind of glad I didn't bring my son because the movie trailers were filled with profanity and nudity.
Oh.
When did that become a thing where the trailers were rated R?
Yeah, usually
what is Mortal Kombat?
There was
rated?
Breastuses. I thought about that too because Mortal Kombat's R. So I guess if you're in there,
they show.
But,
yeah,
like I was gonna bring my son and I did I searched it online and I was like, I don't want him to go through a bunch of sexy scenes and nudity and all that. So I was like, the action is probably fine. So I would have given the green light to go hang out and watch an action movie, but they don't tell you anything about the trailers that include a lot of breastuses.
Whoa.
And sexy time scenes in the trailers that are rated R.
They're really trying to get people to go to the movies.
I'm like, whoa, what did I just see?
Well, and even outside of just policing your son, I mean, usually they don't waste all the good stuff in the trailers. Like, usually they hang on to that
no,
for the movie.
Right.
So that's shocking
right.
to me.
Well, I enjoyed it. I got a little extra.
Yeah, right. A little extra bang for your buck.
But, you know, it is definitely in line with the retro and vintage right now, where everything is going back to the 80s and the 90s right now.
Yeah.
Which is great for you and I, Katie.
I
am digging
feels.
Nostalgia. One of the trailers was for Street Fighter. And I was like, oh, I got to go see that one.
Another one that I just
and another one.
Loved.
I am just all into the retro and nostalgia right now. In fact, I'm wrapping up finishing my basement, and I'm looking for arcade machines. I want to put like two or three arcade machines down there.
Like Cruisin' USA?
Like Cruisin' USA or Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Pac-Man?
I want the old school where you sit down and play Pac-Man, you know,
my
across from each other.
My friend has a Pac-Man game in her
really?
Basement.
I
and
want
it's
that.
Like, it's fun and then you kind of just like get used to it though. Like I haven't played that. I have
I
not
thought
played
about that
Pac-Man game in years. I mean, I used to play it a lot more when it was first, you know, yeah. new, but yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I'm kind of doing like a fun room for the kids down in the basement. And a little bit of me. So,
yeah.
If anybody's getting rid of old arcade machines, let me know. I might be interested. Speaking of the old school and the retro, get this: Pizza Hut is bringing back its old school restaurant features. God, again, taking you back to the 80s. The red roof, the red checkered tablecloths, the vinyl booths, the Tiffany style lamps. And yes, the salad bars and red plastic cups.
The cups.
That makes me so happy.
Not just the salad bar, the buffet, right?
Well, and the buffet. I'm sorry.
Thank
the buffet
goodness.
And the salad bar is
Thank
coming back
goodness.
As well. They say that they're just kind of revamping all these stark, boring new Pizza Huts that are out there because they've revamped them over the years, trying to modernize them.
Yeah.
But people want the old school 80s feel and, you know, into the 90s of the... Of the old school Pizza Hut.
So many good memories from Pizza Hut growing up. I mean, they actually just tore down the Pizza Hut in my small town
Aww.
Not too long ago, and it was a big deal because of that. You remembered all the days you
good
had
times.
Spent. They had an arcade in the Pizza Hut, funny enough.
Speaking of Cruisin'
the
USA.
The first time I played Cruisin' USA, it was in a Pizza Hut. Because that was right
Wasn't
there.
That the greatest
was,
game ever?
It was.
Cruisin' USA was so neat.
You know, but
so
like
fun.
When you could, like, they'd bring a whole pizza to your table and they'd put it on that stand. So it was like
yes.
elevated on your table for everybody.
Oh.
Just at eyes length.
And it would
right?
drip the grease.
Oh,
like it
I
would
know.
The bottom of that pan would just be so full of grease,
Yummy.
Katie. And then you'd lick your fingers and go back in there and play Cruisin' USA.
Yeah. That's a greasy
steering wheel. Yeah. Man, that's those were the days. And
Let's
I'm glad they're doing
back.
This. Again, they've done all sorts of focus groups and all this, and they're saying that the new Pizza Huts are just cold and stark, and they want that feel of the old school Pizza Hut.
I want it, too.
As a matter of fact, they're even resurrecting the Book It program. Remember Book It?
Yeah, you had to read a book to eat a pizza. Mm-hmm.
It was like multiple
yeah.
books or something, wasn't
yeah.
it? They give you the little bookmark.
Yeah.
I think it was a bookmark, and then you check off, and then you could go in and get a free personal pan pizza. They're bringing the Book It program back, so... This makes me so happy.
One of my best friends wow. growing up, he worked at a Pizza Hut, and so I would stay after hours,
yeah.
and we would make wings and try all different kinds of sauces. And so we would make, like, the hot and spicy or the buffalo or, like, sweet and spice, like, so many different, you know, ways to conjure it up.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. That's, like, the distinct memory that I have of sitting in a Pizza Hut after hours. It was the
well,
best.
Hopefully they've upped their health code violation
yeah.
game then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not
that
like
was
random
years ago.
Teenagers in the back making chicken
years
wings.
Years ago.